what's that? Different music. That's weird. No, that's because we're doing a special edition of this show here today. Thanks for tuning in. It's 5 minutes with Fuzz, or thereabouts. This makes for a nice little filler show when I don't have a guest lined up for the week. And you know what? Usually when that happens, it's my fault. How are you? How are you doing? I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I had a great weekend. My wife and I and our youngest went to a Wisconsin Herd basketball game in Oshkosh. If you're not familiar with the Herd, that's the Milwaukee Bucks Development League, or the G League. That is their team in the G League. It's the Wisconsin Herd. It's got like $3 instead of the $1. It is awesome. It feels like a mini NBA game. If you've ever been to an NBA game, it's electrifying. Like, they've got so many activities and things going on, and the sound just kind of like wraps around you. And it's a different experience than going to Lambeau. Lambeau's great, but it's like great in a different way. An NBA game, you just feel like you feel it while you're there. Even when they're losing, you feel it when you're there. Brewers game is cool because it's like accessible and everybody's, you know, you can pretty much go there all summer long. Bucks games though are awesome. And the Wisconsin Herd game was so cool. It felt, like I said, like a mini Bucks game. They had a bunch of activities in the foyer. There are lots of activities for the kids. Every time out, there was an activity going on the floor. They had a superhero night kind of theme going on. The little one loved it. It was great. She beat me at the basketball toss game. Legitimately, I was trying, but she's pretty good, or I'm pretty bad. One of the two. Also, it's really affordable. For the 3 tickets for us, it cost as much as 1 ticket to a Bucks game. And so I was calling it a save some Bucks game. Feel free to use that if you'd like. Also, the Oshkosh Arena is, you get off the freeway, I think it's Highway 44, and go east, and it is like right down the road. It's like one road that you get to get in. It feels kind of like you're in a larger high school auditorium when you're inside there. They seat about, I think, like 3,000 people, maybe less. But it was a ton of fun. And Shanna is a teacher at the school district of Lamira. She got to go out on the court at halftime for their Golden Apple Teacher Appreciation Night. So shout out to the Wisconsin Herd for a fun family time together. It was a lot of fun. Also, some other personal stuff. Let's see. I've been on Noom lately. I told my daughter I was taking that. And she's like, is that like Ozempic? No, or Ozempic or whatever it's called. No, it's actually a fitness tracking app, kind of like MyFitnessPal. So health, nutrition, fitness, that kind of stuff. Lots of psychology involved. It's actually been working really well. This is not a commercial. I just wanted to tell somebody about it. So I'm telling you. And my sister and I are training for a 5K. We ran our last 5K together 10 years ago. It was J.J. Watt's run in Pewaukee. I believe it was for the Mac Fund. And we have not run together in 10 years. And actually, we have not run separately in 10 years. So we're both training for a 5K. I'm really looking forward to it. And we're kind of pushing each other. I'd been doing powerlifting for about forever. And my knees were starting to hurt. My lower back was starting to hurt. Every day I woke up and hurt. But I thought that was just the way it's supposed to be. And now that I'm focusing more on running or jogging, we'll call it jogging, I feel so much better. So I just thought I wanted to tell somebody that. So there you go. Thanks for listening to that. I appreciate it. Community stuff. The reason we're here for this show. As always, first of all, if you ever have an idea for a topic for the show, somebody I should interview, an event coming up, a really cool organization in Washington County or surrounding Washington County, please don't be bashful. Email me 15withfuzz@gmail.com. That is 15 spelled out with fuzz at gmail.com. Or you can use the form at fuzz.cc/guest. That is fuzz.cc/guest. Some of the things that I want to talk about coming up on this show are the Spring Bling in downtown West Bend. That's from West Bend Specialty Shops, which, in case you're really bad at context clues, that is an organization of specialty shops in West Bend. What? They have their Spring Bling coming up on Saturday, April 6th. It's from 10 to 5. You can collect bracelets from 17 different shops in downtown West Bend. Tickets are $15. You can get more information at downtownwestbend.com. Also, speaking of downtown West Bend and the Downtown West Bend Association, which is doing some really cool things, Noel, you're doing a great job. They are having their wine hop on Saturday, April 13th. That's the weekend after Spring Bling. I think the VIPs are sold out. If you did buy VIP tickets, though, the coolest thing about that, it's not that you get to go an hour early. It's not the wine that you get to drink on the wine hop. It's the 15 minutes with fuzz sticker that will be in your VIP bag. Cool. Anyway, pretty fun, pretty schnazzy, as Shanna would say, and looking forward to that. Let's see. Last week, I went to the Wisconsin Governor's Conference on Tourism, along with some other delegates from the village of Kewaskum, so we could learn about how to drive tourism to bring people to Kewaskum. It was a great conference. By the way, they pronounced the Wisconsin Governor's Conference on Tourism Wigcott, and I was not on board with that pronunciation, so I was just calling it the Governor's Conference or the Tourism Conference. But their big focus this year was on art, and that was pretty cool. And I did see in Germantown, they have a call for artists going on for the Wisconsin Regional Art Program, RAP. That is a good acronym. Great job, Wisconsin Regional Arts Program. That's put on in Germantown by the Kettle Moraine Fine Arts Guild. And it's an exhibition and workshop. You can find out more about that at wiskartists.org, wiskartists.org. Some other things I want to talk about coming up in the coming weeks here on 15 Minutes with Fuzz: the all-new Richfield Farmers Market, Roots and Branches, Rides and Rains, the West Bend Riverwalk, and then once we get through the R's, we'll start looking at other letters. The No Way Cafe shop, the new coffee shop in West Bend. Authentic Wellness reached out, and I'd like to talk to Missy about Authentic Wellness. And finally, if you are in the Washington County area and you're going to the Volunteer Center of Washington County's Champions of Change event, I will be the MC again this year, April 18th. That's happening this year at a different location. It's at the West Bend Insurance Company's Prairie Center. Lots of events happen there. They've got a really great space, and I'm looking forward to being the MC for the Volunteer Center of Washington County for Champions of Change. If you wonder where I get all of these things from, it's literally from corkboards at Papa Murphy's Pizza, Westbury Bank, and the Coffee Corner in Kewaskum. I think that's where I found all the info for today's show. Again, if you have an idea for something for me to talk about, go to 15withfuzz@gmail.com. Email me there and send me a list of who I should speak to. Just give me a full list. Give me some ideas. You can brainstorm and send them my way. That's the hardest part of this show, is getting connected with the people and knowing what things I should be talking about while I'm also, you know, running a business and family and all the other things that I say yes to in my life that I volunteer for. Again, 15withfuzz@gmail.com. That's a wrap. Thank you. And that's a wrap. That's not the Wisconsin Regional Arts Program. That is a wrap on the show for this week. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. I will talk to you again next time, which might be next Tuesday, and it might be two Tuesdays from now. But we appreciate you listening. And by we, I mean I. Thank you. Have a great day.